That's what we should do, is get like a customized, like, cute pink unapologetic one. Like the movie.
Oh, yeah. To like do. I thought my mind was going somewhere totally different. No, but what I was going to say is that I'm about to go eat a whole onion. Like, I'm going to actually eat it.
The whole ass?
Like, yeah.
That helps?
No, yeah. Because, you know, I do the onion water.
Right? I know, but I thought, like, that's what you do.
Yeah,
like,
no, I'm just going to try to eat
onions. You're just going to eat the whole ass onion? I can't even imagine you doing that because you don't like onions at all.
I know. But I'm going to. I'm willing
whatever
to.
Whatever helps.
Yeah.
Damn. So what is, like, 1 to 10? How sick do you think?
No. Okay, that made it seem like bad. No, that made it seem bad, but I don't want to be like this at all.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to eat the onion. And I think I'm going to swallow garlic. Because, no, listen, I can't chew garlic, okay? Because that's real.
Wait, so onion and garlic are supposed to help?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So.
I never do no remedies or
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, no, but it's. Oh, my God, I have to sneeze.
Cute. Bro, zoom into her face when she does that.
She said.
No. Okay. No, what was I going to tell?
We're did talking
you
about
ever
click.
Do, like. No, because I'm going to get back to that. But did you ever do, like, the shot? Like, you take a shot when you're feeling sick or something? And it's supposed
yeah,
to
of, like,
you?
Of, like.
I don't work. No, of alcohol.
Oh. No.
Yeah. No. I'm like, what alcoholic out there made that? Because y'all are lying. They're supposed to say it kills the germs or something.
But I do want to know how alcohol is supposed to kill, like, everything on the outside of your body.
No.
But not the inside.
Let me tell you can this. Someone tell? I just saw a post that alcohol is, I think it was, like, the third leading cause of cancer or some shit. Yeah.
And we're very taking shots.
Yeah,
like each episode.
Yeah, I know.
We better find
so
a
I'm
new
like,
tradition.
I'm never drinking again. Oh. Chill.
I'm like, yes, we get
no. No, but what I was going to tell you, so before we were talking about Click movies. Mm-hmm. Don't you hate, okay, so I love Click, right? We said it has a good lesson, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like a classic movie.
Yeah.
You know, every Adam Sandler movie is great, but like that's up there, right?
Right.
So I was like telling my sister, I'm like, you have to watch it. I made her watch it. But just speaking about watching movies in general. Don't you hate when, like, you're trying to show somebody a movie and they're not paying attention? Even for
bro?
A second, though. Like, it
yes,
makes me mad. Like,
yes.
When they start, like...
Doing something
yeah,
else?
Yeah, like, for 2 minutes, I'm like,
no.
You're missing
okay.
the message.
Yes. Okay, wait. Does this happen to you? Because, okay, maybe this makes me crazy. Or when people... Okay, say you're eating, right? Because
yeah.
obviously, like, eating during a movie... Okay.
Yeah.
When okay, say the movie's on, okay? And
right.
they go... And this is them, okay? This is their food. They're like... I'm like, did you see anything that just happened on the screen? No, because it makes me so mad. I'm like, something is happening, and
let
you're like,
alone scrolling. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? You're literally gonna miss the most important part. I hate when people do that. I hate when people.
No,
do
I
that.
Do too, and I'm glad you're the same way, bro. Because it pisses
I'm
me
like,
off.
Rewind yeah. the 2 seconds that they missed.
No, it pisses
no, because
me off. No,
you never
I will do that.
You never
I will
know
rewind
what part they might
yes,
miss.
I'll do that. And then they get frustrated. They're like, oh my God, you know, I'm like, no, because that
You're
was
like,
important.
I'm watching. I'm like, no, but you didn't see
exactly.
how he said it. You didn't see the emotion of how he said it. Or like, if they're not watching, but like, I don't really say anything. Like, and then they start watching again. I'm like, yeah, he died, by the way, because you obviously don't seem to care. Like, you're not watching.
No,
but.
That aggravates my soul.
I actually just watched a movie, actually recommendation from my sister too. It's called The Substance. Have you heard of it?
Mm-mm.
Bro,
was it good?
I don't even know if you should watch it.
Why?
Cause it's just like
what?
I don't even
tell
know
me.
I don't even know
I'm
how to
about describe to rip my lashes off. Sorry.
Oh my gosh, that's
Go
another
ahead.
Thing I want to talk about. But
no,
The Substance.
Who was it with? Like anyone big?
I don't think so. Actually, the main guy, there's a main guy that is big, but I like can't think of
yeah,
where
okay.
he's from. But basically it's about a woman who's like middle age but like getting older, but still looks like one of those middle aged women that are women that look like so good still. Like she's in great shape, she's really pretty, like she's pretty hair, you know, whatever. But she's like famous for doing like fitness classes, like videos type thing. And she's like the star of it. Like, so think like Jillian Michaels type thing. You know Jillian?
Know
okay. But anyway, she's like famous for it, whatever. But her boss is like a dick. And she goes to the bathroom and she overhears him like talking on the phone to like another agent or something, being like, I need somebody else, like this old ass lady, like blah, 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 blah. I need a new star. So she's like feels all self-conscious about herself, right? So whatever, she ends up getting into a car crash. She goes to the doctor, and one of the doctors there, like, when they're, like, checking her to see if she's okay, they're like, oh, like, you're a perfect candidate. Mm-hmm. So she's like, what the hell? Like, what is he talking about? Long story short, there's this thing from this person, which it never even gets revealed in the movie who the person is, but some kind of medieval doctor scientist guy mm-hmm. that has something called the substance.
Okay.
And what you do is you, it's like a shot, we'll just call mm-hmm. it. And all of a sudden in the movie, she like knocks out her back, like slices in half. Okay. Like it opens mm-hmm. and like a new person comes out of it. Like it's like you're giving birth, but from your back.
Okay.
And the person is her in another body, but she's much younger, like whatever, whatever. But the whole thing is like you only have, so you have 7 days to be the young one, and then you have to go back into your old body every 7 days or else it doesn't work. So long story short, she ends up getting taken carried away when she's in her young body mm-hmm. because she's like, of course you don't want to go back. Okay. Like I want to stay. But then as you keep staying in your young body for longer than you're supposed to, so past the 7 days, your actual body starts to get like
deteriorate.
Yes. Mm. Yes. But it is nasty.
That's cool.
If you can do like gory, nasty movies,
I think so.
Then I would say watch it just because like it's interesting, okay. right? Doesn't that sound yeah. interesting?
No, it does sound interesting.
But
yeah, it does.
It ain't for the weak. That's for sure. I was like,
it's not like horror, but it's like,
it's like a sci-fi horror. I think it's okay. What is it on? As. I got it Amazon.
Okay.
Amazon I'll watch video. It. But I texted her. I'm like, what the fuck?
Wait, Kaya watched it?
Yes. Okay. I was like, what the fuck do you did have? Did she like the movie? No, she loved it.
Oh.
Okay. She's like, it's. But she said, like, it's sick.
Okay. I was like, oh. Well, I feel like it'll be interesting.
Yeah, no, you should watch okay. it. I think you would like it. I also watched the Megan Fox movie.
Did you like it?
It was okay. I was just like, whoever made this is horny.
Oh, you know no, for saying? Sure. Because, like, for sure. No, for sure. I just love Megan Fox.
I love Megan Fox, mm-hmm. too. But the actual movie, I didn't like how there was, like, nothing that actually, like, she literally just looked like a human.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which I get the idea is supposed to be, like.
Like real life, yeah, right, right.
I'm just like, you like, need a,
because it is a crazy, like, I don't know. It's kind of because like, what would you do? Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's a whole
okay. Thing. But if my husband, if I was sick in the hospital, my husband came back with like, this is the AI robot, and tried to be like, oh, your daughter picked it. I'd be like, bitch, you are nuts. Like, you wanted this AI robot, like right. the best looking one right. that you could possibly have.
Right.
It was good.
Okay. It was like decent, like a 7.
It was, like, entertaining. Eight. I'll yeah. watch entertaining movies that are bad. Does that make
yeah.
sense? Like, even though it could be better, they're entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Anyways.
Should we do the intro?
Yeah. Okay. Let's roll it in.
Okay. Ready? I don't know. No, I'm ready.
I don't know.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, guys, and welcome back to Unapologetic.
If you're new here, thanks so much for tuning into our show. And if you're coming from our last episode, welcome back.
Okay, well, oh, I was about to say Happy New Year, but we already said that.
I know, Happy New Year, though, because it's actually Happy like, New Year yeah. for us. Yeah. Last time we filmed it, wasn't
it? Oh, yeah, it was 2024. Us, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it is.
How was your New Year?
It was good.
It was good. I'm like, we already explained this last episode that, like, New Year's is yeah. just not, like, a big thing for yeah. us anyway. So, oh, also, before we start, because I almost totally forgot, what I was it? Looking at the comments on our last episode, and my dad commented, and... he wanted a shout out, so shout out to Dad. He actually does, though. I was looking at his YouTube. He's like a active? Professional oh. poker player out here.
Oh
yeah, that's like what he does okay. full time. Cool. So I seen on his YouTube he has a reel, so go check him out if you guys want to go and then, get yeah. the poker tips. Go check him out.
That's cool. Shout out to you, Dad.
Yes, love you too. Anyways,
okay, but yes, back to the topics. I'm just going to start over so we can just go over all of them again. So, how to know when to let someone go, what are the signs a relationship is no longer worth fighting for, and then do healthy relationships get boring?
I'm like, if you guys hear my stomach, do you hear my stomach?
No.
I'm hungry? Starving, I guess.
We should
eat. Straight talking to me. Anyways, how to know when to let someone go.
Okay, this
we're getting deep up in yeah. here for real.
Which, disclaimer, like, we're not... Obviously, like, everyone's their own person, right? Like, we're not saying, like, obviously, and we're gonna get into this within the episode, you're the only person that's going to be able to let that person go at the end of the day, right?
Right.
But
you have to want to.
Right, right. So I just don't, I don't want anyone to feel bad if they can't, basically, because, you know, it's all on their own timing. But we'll dive right into it, because I have, like, my number one for this, like, how to know when.
Okay.
So my number one thing is actions, okay? I feel like, so men communicate through their actions and not words, right? So I feel like you should let him do what he wants to do so you can see what he'd rather do.
Okay, I like that.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So his actions will always show you how he truly feels about you and how much he respects you. So I feel like we all know men that can talk a big talk and they'll say this, that, and the third. But at the end of the day, if his actions aren't matching up with his words, then I just think that's like a number one indicator that you should just let him go. What the was that?
My stomach. Oh,
I thought that was Josiah talking.
Yeah, my stomach and it won't stop.
Bro, what is that? Muffin top.
Not the muffin top, bro. I don't know what's happening. No.
Bro, I thought that was just talking from outside the door.
It's like one of those ones where it's like, oh, you're not listening to me, bitch. I'm gonna rumble a little bit louder.
Bro, I literally promise you, I thought that was Josiah. I was like talking on the phone or something.
Unfortunately, it's not. Unfortunately, it's not.
Okay. That Anyways. Was funny. Bro, that was funny.
I'm like, interruption.
Okay. I don't even know what I was saying.
I know. Okay, you remember? Okay, good.
I think, okay, no, I was saying, okay. But basically, yeah, I feel like we all know that one guy that talks the talk, or a lot of men, honestly, right? Yeah. You meet men and they talk this big talk. They see this, that, and the third. They like, how do you say, like, I don't know how to, like, the phrase or how I'm trying to explain when they, like, reel you in with their words.
It's like love bombing.
Yeah. Oh, that one too. That's a whole different, which I know so many men that do that, right? Mm-hmm. But they say this down the third, or, oh my gosh, for example, I just met somebody, right? And they're like, and with my friends, I was with my friends, and they're like, oh, like, I want a family, like, I want to have kids eventually, da-da-da-da. That's an example. You're like, oh, like, love that, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Obviously, you seem great.
Right, you hear that from a man, and you're like, ooh, like, okay, but then it's like, if your actions are not matching up with your words, then that means nothing.
Like, if you're talking about, oh, yeah, I want to have a family, you want to settle down, like, family's so important to me, get married. But then this
He's
is,
He's out
like,
here talking to 72 women.
Right, like, he probably don't want to get married. Or, I mean, and that goes back to, I think, like, a previous episode, too, where we were talking about, it's like, maybe it's just not the time. Maybe they do want that, but it's not the time. But it's like, a lot of them don't say that. And that's what the problem is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, and that's what I'm saying, a lot of men do this, right? Like, they meet somebody and they say this acting like that's what they want right now, but like, they want to tell this woman
to check you,
like, they want to get this woman under their wing,
right?
So they're like, oh my gosh, like, I want this down the third. Or no, one thing that men love to say is they say, oh, I don't want to play no games, I'm too grown for games. But then they're the biggest player in the game,
right they created the game,
right?
Like,
so no.
Yeah,
no. So I just think that if their actions aren't matching up with their words that they're saying, then that's like a number one indicator of letting them go, because how long are you gonna play this game for? And that's a game, you know what I'm saying? That's one of the games, right? You're just talking the talk and your actions aren't matching,
right?
And I think that's really important, because men are like simple, right? Like, seriously, if you just watch a man,
100%,
you'll know how they like, how much they care for you. You'll know if they like you, you'll know if they respect you. All you have to do is watch them and their actions will tell
you. And I think that, like, goes without saying, too, where, you know, we were talking about in a situation where men are, like, you know, you're meeting them for the first time and they're trying to say whatever they can to reel you in. But even when you're in, like, an ongoing relationship, maybe you've been with this man for a long time and, or woman, by the way, and, you know, they're telling you everything that you want to hear to be able to keep you around, being like, no, like, I do want to marry you, you know, like, you're like, okay, it's been 4 years, 5 years, whatever, you know, your case you're in, you're like, yeah, no, I do want that. But they're just saying that because they don't want you to go nowhere. They don't want to do that thing, but they also don't want you to go anywhere, you know?
They don't want to see you with somebody else either.
Exactly.
And the love bombing too, which you mentioned earlier, that's another big one, right? Like, men can, because I know plenty of them, right? Like, they'll have these women that are so crazy over them, and they'll be like, oh, I don't understand why she's so crazy, da-da-da-da. But it's like, no, you know why, because you're sitting here telling her this, feeding that, and the third. This,
yeah.
When you mean none of it. So, right. like, then you act all shocked when she's acting crazy.
Right.
But that's because of what you're saying.
And I'm like, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is called gaslighting.
Yes.
Which is sick.
Yeah. So, that's the number one, is if actions are aligning with their words. Yeah. If actions are aligning with their words, dismissed.
Right.
You're dismissed. Number two that I had was inconsistency.
That's a good one.
I think inconsistency is a big one for me. Sorry, my throat. Like, someone that's wishy-washy, oh my gosh.
Like, you can't be half in, half out.
No.
Like.
No. Or, like, they call you one day. No, let me tell you something. If a man is not calling you, he's calling somebody else, okay? Like, I promise you, okay? Because now I get it. People get busy. People have their own lives, but... It takes 5 seconds out of your day to text somebody. It takes 5 seconds out of your day to call somebody. So if he's not calling you, he's calling somebody else.
They wanted to, they will.
Mm-hmm. And if he won't, somebody else will.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say, like, if he's wishy-washy, inconsistent with his words, with his actions, like, that's another big no-no. That's just an indicator that, no, that's just not your person.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, it's time to maybe move on.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? I mean, yeah. Like, there's nobody in this world that could sit here and be like, oh, I want someone that's inconsistent. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like it, I don't know. That's just funny right. to me that people realize that about their partner, mm-hmm. you know, and they still continue to think that it's going to work.
Right.
And I get that it's from, like, a place of, like, because they want it to work, but it's mm-hmm. like...
You can only, like,
you can't make somebody do something they don't want to do.
Right. And it can't be one-sided.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be the only one that's, like, 110% in, and this person's like, yeah, that's just not how it works. And I don't know. That goes the same with actions, right? Like, you're doing all these things for this person, and they're not doing half as much as what you're doing.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? And again, like, I understand, because, like, you will only, like I said in the beginning, like, you will only let go when you're ready to let go, right? Like, we can tell you until you're blue in the face that this person's not for you, this person's not right, this person could have cheated on you, this and the third,
mm-hmm.
but it's gonna how do I say it? I'm like stuttering. It's gonna be like the smallest thing. It's gonna be when you're ready that you finally let go, right? Like, this person can do you wrong and do, like, this huge mistake, right, and make these huge mistakes. And you're, like, not understanding why, da-da-da-da, but you're just not ready. And then it's going to be, like, the tiniest mistake that doesn't even add up to these big ones. And you're like, you know what? I'm done.
That is, yes. Yes. I'm like, all I can say is facts. Because it's true, because it gets so exhausting where it's like, you know, I don't know. I feel like you come to a point of realization one day where you're like, okay, it's not cheating. It's mm-hmm. not, like, you know... Because I feel like that's the biggest thing mm-hmm. where you're ready to throw a relationship away is cheating. But, you know, it's not that. So every time you're like, okay, it's forgivable because mm-hmm. it's not cheating. It's forgivable because it's not this. And then finally one day you're like, okay, but how much is enough even right. though it's not cheating?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, there's too many little things yeah. that are starting to add up right. where now it's a big thing.
And then those, for a lot of people too, I mean, eventually that's just going to ruin how, like, your attraction to them. Do you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, you're just going to look at that person...
The
totally
ick.
Different. Yes, the
ick comes into play.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you're just going to look at that person totally different. And you may always have love for that person. I'm not saying, like, you're just not going to love them.
Right.
But I just think that once, like, you pass a certain, I don't even know, like, a certain line or whatever you want to call it.
Like, yeah.
There's just no going back.
Yeah.
You know?
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. You want to go?
Do you have one?
What? You
I have back? One.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Okay.
Wait, I just want a disclaimer. Wait. Earlier, I think when you were talking, I took a sip of my medicine ball, and I didn't move the mic, and I just gulped so loud, and I'm so sorry.
We're, like, producers gonna have a ball with that. Okay, wait. Well, you know what it is because how to know when to let someone go, and what are the signs that a relationship is no longer mm-hmm. worth fighting for, I feel like are kind of, like, mm-hmm. on the same type of timing. So one thing that I said, which I think is probably my biggest thing that falls into both categories, is when you're no longer dating. And what I mean by that is, like,
that's a
they,
good one.
Yeah, like, they all of a sudden forget about the little things. You know, once you start, you're with somebody for so long and you start to really get used to that person, and you kind of start to fall into, like, a routine in a way where everything is so normal that you like I said, you've become so comfortable with this person that you feel like you don't have to do, you know, small gestures or think about them extra, or, you know, find different ways to show them that you're thinking about them. You know, I think you just kind of fall into that routine and mm-hmm. you're just like, hey, you know, like it's yeah. like, it becomes roommate. Like roommate mm-hmm. vibes. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think to continue dating, to continue to find ways, like I said, to mm-hmm. just let your partner know that, you know, you love them, you care about them, finding new experiences and stuff like that with your partner is so important mm-hmm. because I feel like that's why, which is our third topic, so I won't go too much into it, but I feel like that's why people feel like healthy relationships could get boring right. because they just fall into the routine of things. Yeah. They don't feel like they have to do the small things mm-hmm. anymore, you know?
Which can be so easy. Like, it can be as little as taking walks every day, as little as literally going to, like, so, like, some men are just like, oh, but, like, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if it's excuses, but some men are like, oh my God, I don't know, like, they think of it, I'm trying to think of the word, they're just like, I don't want to do this huge, but it's not a huge, like, you can do something.
Like, it doesn't have to be. Yeah. They feel like it's, like, this workload or mm-hmm. something, and I almost feel like somebody who's at least willing to admit, like, oh, no, I don't want, like, I don't feel like doing that, or, like, I don't want to do all of this, is better than somebody, it's still bad, so if you're doing that, don't do that, but it's better than somebody that just doesn't think about it at all, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, like, the way that there will be people out there where, like, they go to the gas station, for example, mm-hmm. and, like, a thought of, like, oh, let me get her or his favorite thing that's doesn't me. Even cross their mind.
Yes, yeah.
That's an issue well, that's for not me. Me. I was talking about that you'll do it.
Yeah.
But somebody that, like, they don't even think twice. Yes. I'm just like.
Yes, that rubs me the wrong way. Because I'm such a giving person. Like, I can be literally at the gas station somewhere. I'm at Target or some store that he doesn't even shop at, and I'm like, right. oh my gosh, like, he right. would love this.
Exactly.
And yeah, but that's how I also feel like you should know, that should be a sign too, like, that's just not your person. Yeah. If they're not doing that, but maybe again, that's just who they are, but then you're just not, I don't want a person like that.
And nobody will, I'm just saying, because that goes back to what we were saying before too. We're talking the gas station. It could be something that's literally 99 cents a gum, to make a pack somebody's of gum. Day. You know what I'm
the
saying?
Hubba bubba.
Or see, which I don't know if I guess I'll just say it already because I didn't want to jump ahead too fast. What? But like, sometimes it's not even about spending money or getting them a gift. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's as little as, you know, let me do this chore or do this specific mm-hmm. thing that, you know, my significant other would have had to do, but now I'm taking less off of their plate so that, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, even that, I think, goes a long way.
No, but. Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's so easy. I don't know. That's just an easy thing. So that was, like, a really, really good one.
Continue to date, no mm-hmm. matter how long.
And, it, like, again, like, emphasis on the part that it doesn't have to be some huge, extravagant Hell's Kitchen date night. It
right. Or, like, big Maldives trip. Like,
right. It can literally be taking a walk, like, doing stuff you love, working out, going
picnic.
On a run. Yeah, something so little. It can be, easy. You know what I'm mean? Going to try new drinks. Like, just something fun together. You know what I'm saying?
And that's a good one, too, is if you don't see those things as easy, like, as the if I was sitting here being like, ugh, I don't want to do all that, like, I was you the man in that position, then that should be a wake-up call that you probably don't like that person as much as you right. you used to,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Because for the right person, you're gonna want to mm-hmm. do those things,
but or you're just not ready for a relationship because
or you're know. Sick I'm just kidding.
Because sometimes I'm just like, dang, I seriously just like came across this person and I'm just like, I don't think this person will ever be, not like anyone that I'm involved with or whatever, but I just like saw this person that I like recently haven't seen in like a while, and I was like, damn, like, this person is still the same, like, I don't think this person will ever be like a committed type of person.
Some
you know what I'm saying?
Some people just aren't mm-hmm. which is odd to me because mm-hmm. I don't know, I can't imagine being that way, but
like lonely for the rest of
yeah.
your life.
Yeah. Sad. Or like, how do you deal with somebody that maybe they don't even want to be lonely necessarily, but they just are a person that wouldn't think of those things, you know? Right. They're like, no, I want to date you, I love you, but it's like they just don't think of those things they're naturally just, but yeah. I don't believe in that. I just feel like
you don't think you, that
I don't think it's yeah. possible. I think mm-hmm. if you genuinely love somebody the way that you say that you do, mm-hmm. that you would think of those like things the, naturally.
Yes, yes,
I think it would come to you naturally.
I agree too. I don't know. I don't want to make excuses for anybody because it's so easy.
It is.
I mean,
and know your person, right? That's the other thing. I mean, obviously, you're going to know best what your mm-hmm. person would find the most joy out of you doing right. for them. So,
but another one I have for this topic is not keeping their word. And I feel like that coincides with everything else we've said, which is being, because it can be another form of inconsistency, right? Like, right. not keeping their word.
Yeah.
But what am I, and this honestly can go, well, this topic doesn't have to do with everyone, but what I was going to say is with anyone in my life who's inconsistent, as in, like they say they're going to do something and don't do it. Right. Oh my gosh, that is, like, one of my biggest pet peeves.
Like, no reliability. Mm-hmm.
Unreliable. And in a man, I think that's, like, one of the worst. As a, like, I mean, men, I feel like you can agree, like, being reliable is, like, a really big thing for you guys. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, that should be something that, like, a woman should be able to count on you. So when we can't count on you, or you just don't keep your word, then I just, that's a big red flag.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Especially when it's, like, all of a sudden, mm-hmm. you know? Like, all of a sudden in a relationship, like, before, like, when you first started dating, it was, like, no matter what. You mm-hmm. didn't even have to ask type right. thing. But now it's, like, even if you're asking them to do something or, you like know, just come through for something 75 mm-hmm. times and they're still not doing yeah. it. It's, like.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing. Like, you should, these are, like, all things that you should just be kind of, like, keeping a mental note of in the mm-hmm. back of your head. Like, if it is a sudden switch up or just a gradual switch up, right. you know, and all of a sudden they can't do, like, the little things, or you have to. One thing that goes along with this is if you have to ask them like 70 million times to do the same thing over, like, oh like just no, like, come on, like, find somebody else that will like, do it.
Grow up.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
And then it's funny because men will complain. They'll be like, you're not my mom. Full stop acting like a right. child. And then
well, I wouldn't have to tell you to do thank all you. These things if you thank could do it you. Yourself.
So it's like, come on now, like, be grown and handle situations like a man, and we wouldn't have to act like a mom. Which I also don't agree with men saying that, because one, I think that just means you have some type of other issue going on, because like me telling you or reminding you to do something is not being your mom. That's just like a normal partner thing,
right?
And so I feel like when men have a problem with that,
it just gives child.
Yes,
like, you're a child,
you're immature,
which is funny to me because they're over here like, don't be like my mom, and it's like, bitch, you're being the child.
Right.
Like, ew, ew.
Yeah, I think that's ick. Like a I think that's like an intellect thing, I swear to you, because I just cannot stand men who would just like who always say like, oh, she always nags, or the B word, like, she always, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hate that.
I'm like, how about you get to the point where I don't even have to tell you to do right. whatever thank it is. You.
How
nagging?
About you be a man yeah. and I wouldn't be sitting here nagging.
Right.
No, that
I'm like, this is actually an episode about all of our icks.
We're like getting mad. We're like,
I know. I'm like, I felt that.
No, but yeah, that was my other one that I just think that you need to pay attention to, is not keeping their word.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a good one. No, that's a good one. Another one too, I think, which again coincides with everything else we've already discussed, but I think it's also important to keep track of to say your morals, I mean obviously that too, but just, I think we've discussed this before too, your goals in life and mm-hmm. where you want to be. I think when you're in a relationship, really long or short, you start to realize as you're with that person even longer though, that you maybe don't share the same, doesn't have to be interests, obviously interests aren't as important, you don't have to like everything that your partner likes, but when it comes to the important things that mm-hmm. you're not seeing eye to eye, so when you start to grow apart rather than growing together, mm-hmm. I feel like a relationship, even friendship, should be about growing together and kind mm-hmm. of being on the same page of what you want to get out of life. So once you start feeling like maybe, I think the number one indicator of that is like when you feel like your partner has become lazy, mm-hmm. which again goes back to even, you know, doing the small things or dating. They're just lazy. Like, they don't want to do those things because they're lazy. And I think laziness is like one of the top relationship killers, 100%. Mm-hmm. Because when somebody doesn't want to put in that effort, when somebody, even seeing somebody that maybe puts in effort, but like they don't want to take care of themselves any mm-hmm. longer, or they don't have any drive to move forward or ambition to move forward with their own life mm-hmm. is like an ick to me.
Yeah.
Because I don't want you to just want better for me or even for us. Like, you should want better for yourself as mm-hmm. well too. So if you don't have that, that's like a red flag yeah. for me. You know?
I agree with that. And something that I feel like can relate to that, that could be another one, is if you're not included in their goals. Mm-hmm. Like, if they're very, like, if you constantly hear them talking about their goals or their future, and you just hear like I statements, or like yeah. you don't know what I'm saying, then that for sure, you like, okay, then I don't even know why you're here at that point, you know what
right.
I'm saying, or like
right. you don't even see me,
yeah, because that's super important. Like, if they're not, if they're thinking about their future and their goals and you're not included, then I think that's a huge red flag. Because, like, you should be, like, we're dating to marry, right? We're not just dating for fun. I mean, you can have fun.
Right.
And if that's
right.
what you want, that's a totally different topic. But, like, if you're actually involved with someone, that then I would hope that you'd be dating to marry.
Right.
So it's like, if you're dating to marry, then that person should be included in all of your future goals and your plans. You know what I'm saying? And, like, and maybe that should be a topic for when you first meet somebody, right? Like, what do you want to do? Like, what?
Yeah, 100%
should Yeah, be. Because when, like, you, gosh, when you, like, get to know somebody and then you, like, find out that they want to do something that you're just like,
what the hell?
Yeah, yeah. Then, yeah. So that should for sure be probably one of the first topics that you even find out about somebody, because that can tell you a lot about 100%. How the future is going to unfold.
I'm like, in a grown relationship, mm-hmm. you know, when, like, you're a teenager, you don't give a shit about
right,
what,
you right.
know, what are your goals? Like, you're not right. going to sit there and interview them. But when you're in that adult relationship mm-hmm. and, like she said, you're looking to marry this person, mm-hmm. it is so important to, you know, you don't have to sit there and ask them what they plan to accomplish in the next 3 years, mm-hmm. like in a very detailed format, like MLA, but you should have an idea of, like, does what I want match with what this what person want. Wants?
Yeah.
And the thing is, that's the problem, is a lot of the times, maybe at first it does, but then, you know, somebody gets comfortable or mm-hmm. plans change, whatever, mm-hmm. and they get stuck in their ways and you're like, wait, what happened to, like, all the stuff you told me about right. before? And now you're just kind of sitting here doing, I don't know, you know, XYZ, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. And that, it can be, I don't know, because I've experienced that, I think, like, firsthand, to where just like, wait, what? Like, your plans are to do what now?
Like, who are you right? anymore? I don't even know this
You're
person.
Like, wait, you know what I'm saying? And then it's just like, then you start to question everything, because you're like, wait, like, that is not at all, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the only one that I was gonna additionally say, which again is the same topic as the first one,
mm-hmm.
would be like, but we kind of touched on it, like, if you guys are just like, okay, like, your partner should be like your number one person that you can tell everything to and mm-hmm. go to everything for. And I think another indicator that you should just let them go, or, you know, it's, like, not worth fighting for, is when, like, you start to second guess if you want to, like, go to this person, or if you can go to this person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you're just like, wait, like, can I go to this person about this problem? Because let me tell you, there's been so many times that I've witnessed, like, firsthand where I've, like, vented to something, and then, like, in the future, they've used it against me, and that that's, like, okay, like, I don't know. I don't even know what that's called. But then that started to make me question whether or not I could even tell this person anything, because mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, like, I don't want that to be used against me, like, I'm coming right. to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think, like, that category or that topic, and then, yeah, if you just, like, no longer, like, if you find yourself wanting to, like, I feel like, leave the house more than you want to, like, be right. at the house, I feel like that's huge too, because
yes.
like you shouldn't feel suffocated with your partner, but you should want to do, like, everything with them. Like, you should, that should be the person that you have, like, the most fun
that's
with,
like, your best friend.
Yeah, again, like, obviously you have your, like, your girls nights, whatever, guys nights, whatever, but, like, if you find yourself, like, wanting to be away from them more than you want to be with them, then I think that's
a problem.
Yeah,
which actually that even, like, sparks one in my mind too, where it's like, if in a relationship you're more stressed out, or that person is making you more stressed out than they are happy,
mm-hmm.
that's a huge indication
yes.
you should probably,
yes.
like, if they're just sucking the joy out of mm-hmm. everything, the and you're starting you. To feel like it's a chore more than being happy in a relationship, get out of that relationship. Because mm-hmm. even if, you know, you have your happy days, maybe 1, 2, 3 days in a row, but then it keeps constantly going back to that 4th, 5th day, you know, whatever day, where you're like, ugh, like this again, it's never going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to keep finding yourself in that same loop of being like, oh, sometimes, you know, sometimes it's good and we have our good days, but then we're right back to this. That's never going to change. Until you change the person, like, get out of there.
So know? When the bad outweighs the good,
yes.
for sure. Yeah, that yes. that too, which some people, it's, like, hard to admit that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're crying more than you're, like, laughing, then
right.
you know what I'm saying?
That's a problem.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's like, so hard. Again, like, all this is, like, easier said than done, right? Like,
for
we
sure.
can see all these things. We can even know, right? There's been so many times where I've been in situations, and I'm like, no, I know, like, this person is not good for me. Or 100%. I know this person. Yeah. But still,
it's always harder to take your own advice.
Yeah, no, it is. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, I think one person, like, gives, like, such great advice, but it's, like, sometimes so hard for me to take. And I feel like I'm pretty, like emotionally mature, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But sometimes just that, like, you don't want to, like, you when you put so much effort into somebody, it's so hard to just be like, give okay, yeah, it's mm-hmm. so hard to be like, okay, this is clearly not working, because it's like you want it to work so bad, and I've already invested so much time into you. But it's like, at one point, like, I don't want to keep wasting more time if this clearly isn't getting nowhere.
Right.
Like, versus I can meet someone tomorrow that is, like, exactly. everything that I've want. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that speaks volumes to especially all of you out there in long-term relationships, because those are the main people that, you know, and with good reasoning, where you don't want to just feel like you're throwing away, mm-hmm. you know, 5, 6, 7, whatever, however many years that you're with this person, because you feel like, oh, I've already invested. I don't want to get to know somebody mm-hmm. new. I don't want to have to go through that. You know what I'm saying? There's so many things that family you take into consideration. There's so many different things, but I promise you, every single time you're going to want to have ended a 5, 6, 7 year relationship, then in 30 years when you already have kids, you already have your house, you already have the dog, like everything is harder to end because you already knew at that 5th, 6th, 7th mark mm-hmm. that it was never going to work,
right?
You know, so I'm like, this episode is kind of for you.
Right, right. Like, I don't know, just don't ever feel bad, you know yeah. what I'm saying? If yeah. you, if there's like gut feelings and you're just like, dang, like I really don't think this is gonna work, then I think it's, you know, I don't know, time to move on.
Okay, so the next one we have as far as topics is, do healthy relationships get boring? Mm-hmm. And I actually seen this on TikTok as like a controversial topic for people, because I don't know, I guess people that are in long-term relationships get offended that maybe some people think that being in one is boring. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh my God, because there's some people that are like, there's some people that are like, one person the rest of my life and no thanks. I'm like,
people just love the toxicity of everything.
Yes.
Where they're like, when somebody starts to be too nice to you, mm-hmm. you don't have enough fights with this person, they're like, oh, so boring. Yeah. I'm like, are you okay yeah. in the head?
Or like how men, or how they say like men love the chase. So yes, then it's like when it's no longer the chase, it's just like,
once you've got them, which I think everybody is guilty of, not like right. everybody, like, because
it's
us,
fun.
But,
right.
But I'm just saying, maybe, I mean, maybe it's safe to say every single person in the world has experienced that at least once, mm-hmm. where it's like, when you're not taking something serious and you're like, oh, you know, everything's fun, and then you mm-hmm. have them and you're like, okay, bye.
Yeah. Then it's like, yeah.
It'd be like,
which
that.
Everyone, I feel, yeah, everyone, I mean, it's definitely something easy to be guilty of, you know right. what I'm saying? But, yeah, I don't think, I don't know, honestly, but like we've said in multiple different episodes, there's just some people, if I can speak, that will just never be happy with one person.
Yeah. I don't think necessarily that they get boring. I can see how people think that healthy relationships can mm-hmm. seem like routine, mm-hmm. you know, because like of everything we've already discussed in the episode. But I think it's really up to the two people in the relationship whether or not they decide it's going to be boring. Yeah. If they're going to get in the routine and they're going to stop doing the little things and they're going to stop dating, they're going to stop acting like this is the, like they're still chasing that person, mm-hmm. right? Then of course it's going to be boring, because you're just going to be like, hi roommate, love you. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like the pack, normal things. Kiss, so yeah. I think it's up to the people in the relationship to mm-hmm. keep it going.
Yeah, no, sure. I do too. Like you said, like going on dates and taking trips and like trying new things. I have to sneeze again. But yeah, trying new things.
Yes, I think experiencing new things in a long-term relationship is so boring, because once you feel like you've done everything, mm-hmm. you're like, oh my God, like what? I mean, it can, like, I don't want to say feel boring, but start to, you know, your mind starts to be like, okay, what else can we possibly do? Mm-hmm. Like, we've already experienced stuff together, but there's always something.
There's always something new that, like, I don't know. And again, if that's your person, then I don't feel like it's gonna feel like like a chore, you know. It shouldn't feel like a chore,
right,
to like be with this person or live with this person or experience life with this person, you know what I'm saying? But I do see like how people can see that it can get, like, you know what I'm saying, I see that 100%. side. But again, like we said earlier, it's like something as little as going on a freaking walk or like doing something. I don't know. It's so easy to just do something different, you know?
Yeah. And I think too, when relationships get boring, mm-hmm. that's where like the worry of like cheating mm-hmm. comes in, right? Because you get so bored. You're so used to this person. I think people in relationships, if you've been with your significant other for a long time, you know, it starts, it's like the temptation comes around mm-hmm. for some people where they want to look the other way. And I think it's just important to remember that it's not worth, it's a quote, don't trade what you want most for something you want in the moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, don't throw this boring 8-year relationship person you've been with for so long away for somebody that's like, you know, grass ain't always greener on the other side. I was just going to say that. That's
like, crazy. Yeah. That's like that. I think like that's like that lust, right? Versus that love, right? Like you're like, you here you have like a nice, like this person is like your person that you actually love,
healthy relationship. Yes. God forbid.
And that kind of goes back to something I always kind of say too, is like when, like, I just feel like honestly, in all honesty, like a relationship is never going to be 100%. Okay. Yeah. Like, so this person can be giving you this 80%, right? And they're going to always be lacking that 20, right? Which is okay. Like, nobody's 100% perfect. Nobody can. And that's just how life is. Like, right. That's just like, that's the reality of it. Okay. Let's just be real. Okay. But that person, what happens often, I feel like, is that person goes and looks for that 20% that this person is lacking. Mm-hmm. And so they go to this person and here they have this 20%, but this person is lacking the 80%.
And they're so happy with the 20%, but momentarily it's temporary and they don't realize that.
And they don't realize that this person is lacking the whole other 80 that this person was giving you. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you kind of have to like understand too, like life is not going to be perfect. Like, no one's going to give you 110%. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are going to be lacking certain things. So if you can understand that, then I feel like you'll be fine. You know what I'm saying? But,
and in a relationship, that's where it's, you know, you come in. That's where it's your job to be that other 20%. When your partner can't be the 100%, you should be the other 20 for them.
Yes, I agree.
And, you know, they should reciprocate that for you as well.
No, I agree with that for sure. And like the whole cheating thing, like, I don't know, like when it, like back to the cheating thing, like, if that's like even a thought, I feel like at one point, which, okay, not everyone's perfect. My throat, I'm so sorry. Not everyone's perfect, but, and I know some people have their thoughts, right? But because I don't agree with this statement, like, oh, as long as you don't act on it. Because no, if you're thinking about it, then I feel like that's an issue. Like, you're thinking about that for what reason? You know what I'm saying? So then I feel like,
like, some things obviously not right.
Right. So it's like the whole cheating thing, like, I don't know, when it gets to that point, then it's like you have to kind of ask yourself, like, did you ever really love that person, or is that person for you? Because I just really, really, truly feel like if this person is your person, like, that thought wouldn't even cross your mind.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, if you find yourself in a situation or where you can resonate to this video, I think that what you can do to keep your relationship fresh and new and still seem like it's exciting is exactly everything that we've already said. I think be considerate of your partner. I believe that consideration is one of the highest forms of love, if not the highest. Do new things, communicate with your partner, and remember that grass ain't always greener on the other side. It's green where you water it. So
yes, and just keep in mind all those factors we said in the beginning if you just don't know when to let somebody go. You know what I'm saying? Just rewatch that back. And if you need us to go in depth into any of these, like, more, like, let us know and we can do that too. Yes. Like, give us a situation. We can always talk about it on here. But we hope this helped you guys in your situations.
Like, if you do find yourself in this situation, send us an email if you feel comfortable about us talking about it on our next episode. And we'd love to give you some advice.
Yeah, we don't have to say names and like that either. Right, you know what I'm saying? So just let us know. But thanks for tuning in. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.